reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Trust, they won't love this one, baby. It's the home of the 718, nah, never won great, great. Mr. 212, mister, what you gonna do, mister?
It's good. Happy to be back. What's going on, Brooklyn Middle Brown Table? New show 2023. Not well, my new show. Yeah. What's going on, A-Vet?
What's going on, bro? How are you?
Big shout out to Vet for holding it down while I was gone. Oh, thinking growth.
That's what family does.
Bro, Mike.
What's going on?
New.
What up?
What's going on, boy?
No doubt, kid. Maintaining.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So I gotta ask y'all. I mean, I've been going for a minute. I don't even know what to do. Yeah.
There she goes.
Okay, we got Miss Nicole Brown. I'm saying Pretty Brown.
Nicole Norwood.
Okay, Pretty Brown in the house. Yeah, definitely that. Got Brother Mike, Barbershop of the Mike podcast. Miss Vet Green from Thinking Girl podcast, 716 Live. Y'all already know. Yeah, our story today is with Miss Pretty Brown. I think it's Nicole Brown or just Pretty Brown?
We could say Pretty Brown. It's Pretty Brown.
Oh, on Facebook, it's Pretty Brown, but my name is
okay.
Nicole.
Okay, we're going to go with Nicole then. Yeah, definitely that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Nicole.
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I was born and raised. I moved to Selma, Alabama when I was 21. I had five amazing kids, two grandchildren. I'm 40 years old. I'm a licensed insurance agent. And so, man, that's basically about it.
Okay. How long you lived in Brooklyn?
Since I was 21, I've been back here for 7 years. So I've been back and forth. I still have family up there on my mom's side.
Okay. What part of Brooklyn?
Brownville, Bushwick.
Okay. Yeah, I had a sister that lived on Hancock and Howard.
Okay.
Migrated to Jersey. Everybody moving to Jersey. I don't know. It must be the water or something. I don't know. Yeah. But when I was guest host today, Bro Mike podcaster right there, you know, he gave us the story and everything, you know, on the goings-ons in Alabama. You know, we'll get to that in a minute. Definitely that. But let me get back to Miss Vet Green. What you been doing for the holidays?
Ooh, holding it together for sure. Celebrated my 47th birthday last week.
Definitely that. Happy birthday. I seen that. We missed that.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Nicole. And thank you for joining us today. And thank you for sending those pictures that you have sent. But yeah, I just been holding it down, you know. God is good. I made it to see another year. Challenging myself to remain focused this year, despite everything that's going on in my life. You know how we can sometimes let our circumstances define us and become our whole life. So that my focus right now is to not let that happen and just, you know, continue to be great. Big shout out to Jay over at 716 Live.
Yeah, definitely that.
You guys can see me every Wednesday over there. At 7 p.m. and you guys can still see me right here on the Evening Rush Network. I'm not going too far. So.
Yeah.
And how are you doing, Big Mike? I know you've had some things going on, and welcome back.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay out the way. I'm ducking and diving. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It was January, and you know, the first of the year, so it seems like it always got something going on. If it's not the end of the year, it's the first of the year.
We talked about that.
Yeah, that one like threw me for a loop, took my legs way out.
Yeah. I'm definitely glad to see you back. And bro, Mike, I see you down there. You celebrated a birthday this month as well. Yeah.
Definitely that.
I'll slip trim all in the face. I see you out here.
Oh, man. How you be doing today?
I wasn't paying attention to myself, so it's working. It's, you know, losing some weight and stuff like that, but I got to keep going. I just want to say that a lot of us all over the world, you know, haven't made it. And we want to always give our condolences out to a lot of people who didn't make it, you know. It's not easy making it at 53 and having a heart failure, you know. I'm not going to just bring out my life story, but the fact is I'm thankful to God and I'm blessed that, and we should all be blessed to make it to our birthday.
I thought you said 35, man. Come on.
Hey, thank you. Hey, man.
You told me 35 in the car, man.
Let me throw something at you, though, Mike. A young cat in the gym, right? He's about 18. I thought he was 21. I said, you look like you're 21. I said, nah. He said, don't tell nobody I'm 18. I said, well, how old do I look to you? He said, about 31. I said, oh, damn. Like, wow.
Yeah, he told me 30, he told me 35 in the car. Because we in Brooklyn walking around the farmer's market, right? He all in front of me. I'm like, yo, where you going, bro?
He didn't got his spark back high. It's not stellar.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, where you going? He don't got no microphone in front of him. He just gone. I'm like, let's get this juice right here. I'm like, what you doing, man?
I love different scenery. You know, I love people and stuff like that. And it's nice. Yeah. Mike's area is nice. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I saw that courtyard. Oh my goodness, beautiful! The pictures that you sent. Do you miss Brooklyn, Nicole? Do you miss that hustle and bustle?
Yes and no.
I hear that.
Yes and no. I do because I was born and raised, and you know I miss the subways and the bus and stuff like that. But then down here. But then down here, you got to drive everywhere.
Yeah.
Up there, you can walk to the stores. Well, some places you can walk to the stores, but you got to really go grocery shopping. You got to get in the car and go or do all of this. I'm like, oh. I'm supposed to try to come up for the summer.
Okay.
Because I have sisters up there, sisters and brothers up there, so.
Yeah, well, we gotta do something for you. We gotta do something for you though when you come up in the summertime and everything, you know.
Oh yeah.
You gotta watch that brother. He be looking for collard greens. You gotta watch him.
He already know I know how to cook.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
If you know how to cook, you know how to shop. You gotta watch that cat. I'm like, yo, man, we ain't got no bags. What else we doing with you, man?
Yeah. But you know, me and Big Mike, though, we was discussing about out there and everything like that, right? And we want to do a little something for y'all and stuff like that, you know? We was talking about the situation and stuff, and we want to help out and stuff like that, you know? So,
okay,
you know, just be prepared, you know? Yeah.
Because actually tonight, we're actually supposed to have F2.
Wow.
Hey.
Green freeze.
F2.
Wow. Oh no.
So Nicole, you're speaking of the storms, correct? There's differences.
Yeah.
The first one was an F1.
Huh?
The first storm was an F1.
No, actually, it was the F2, and then in the next town, it was the F3. So tonight, they said on the news that it's supposed to be an F2 tornado, went 19 miles per hour, something like that. They were saying on the news at about 6 o'clock. They said it's gonna get bad. So you know, it's just it's tornado weather.
Yeah. How was that transition for you coming from a state that where in New York you don't, especially in the city, you don't see that type of weather and then going down?
It's hard. It's really hard. And it was scary because my son, he was in his house and with my grandbaby, and he was like, Mom, I was finna lay down and go to sleep. And his bed is right by the window. He said, I was finna lay down and go to sleep. And he said something, my grandbaby said she wanted some water. So he got up and went to go get her some water up. And he said, when he got in the kitchen, he said the windows.
I think Nicole may be having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay, there, you're back. Okay.
Yeah. That's the wind outside.
So there's still high winds there.
Yeah. Because we're in the 60s. And he said he got up and went to get some water with my grandbaby. And he said, next thing you know, he just heard the wind and the windows just busting. And he said he was crying. Him and my grandbaby was crying. He said the only thing he could do to my grandbaby is to get down. You know, just get down. And just the ceiling had fell in and all the windows was busted. And when you, like the pictures I sent you, it was crazy. And for it to be an F2, it tore up so bad.
Do we have a couple of those pictures available to show?
I think, didn't I send you some?
Yeah, no, I was talking to our producer, Don, finding out if we have a couple of those to show. So, yeah. Nicole,
wow.
This is the devastation. Wow.
Sad.
What was that? That looked like a house that was on the foundation?
Yeah, this is my, well, right here is my son's backyard.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
That's the house across the street.
Oh, God. Man, the whole ground buckled.
Yeah.
Man.
And that's somebody's house. And the grace of God, nobody died. In that town, nobody died. But down the road, about 20 minutes away, eight people died. And that was supposed to be a F3. And it wasn't tore up as bad as Selma was tore up. And I'm like, it was crazy. It was one lady and her baby, her newborn baby, trapped in a house. And we had to actually go in and get her because she was screaming and hollering. So, you know, we came together, a bunch of young people came together as I sent you out. I think I sent you the videos. That we came together to help and feed and get donations, clothes and shoes. And, you know, we helped put certain people, put people in hotels. You know, it ain't nothing like I tell people when it comes to stuff like that, I can't say no. Because number one, I know how it feels. To be homeless. I know how it feels to be without nothing. You know, but to see people just everything they have just lost just from a tornado. And you would be like, okay, usually it just bypasses. It don't really do no damage. But this time it really did some damage. And it's like, where do these folks go from here? How to start over? You know, it's hard.
I just want to, Big Mike, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just want to, just so that the listeners of Brooklyn of the Brown Table understand the different categories. So Nicole spoke about the F2 and F3. That's the, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Fujita scale that she's talking about. So as far as the F2, which you said that's what the storm was, Nicole, an F2? Nicole? So an F2, the wind speed for those storms can range anywhere from 113 to 157 miles an hour. Yeah, right. This is what they were experiencing down there. And F3, which is even more severe, can range anywhere from 158 miles an hour to 206 miles per hour.
So 300 miles per hour.
That's kind of like how they had in Florida, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So how are you handling everything, Nicole, and what brought this? I can tell from the conversation that we're having that you empathize with a lot of the residents down there, and so it sounds like you may have experienced, you know, some of the things. So what brought this course of action? How did you get everyone together, or just talk us through what was going on?
Well, it was my friend Santana. She owns a building. And you know, everybody just came together. You know, Selma is one big circle. And some way, one of another, somebody is related. So we felt like, you know, if the governor's not going to step up or the mayor's not going to step up and help us, you know, this is something that we have to do.
Yeah,
as us living in this community or us being raised in this community, it's something that we had to do. And that's what we did. We just got together, got food out of our house, used our money, got clothes out of our house, and went on Marketplace on Facebook and asked for donations. Anybody that wanted to donate clothes and bought pampers and did this and did that. Like I tell people, I don't want nothing in return. I don't want anything. At the end of the day, I'm going to get my blessing.
Right.
You know, and we cooked and we did all of that. And, you know, my thing is, at the end of the day, you got to look at it. These folks lost everything. It was one lady that they just texted in a group chat not too long ago. They were standing on the corner with her four kids. They had somebody that had them put her out the hotel because her time was up. So we just got together and we just sent some money and they paid for a hotel, which is like we don't have it, but at the same time, we're not worried about it because people need it.
Right, right.
If we don't need it right now, why sit there holding it the next time we need it? Like I said, I take out my mouth before I take out anybody's mouth and give it to them. Like I had room in my house. Y'all all can come and make a pallet on the floor, however you gonna do it, you know. But we went on and just put them in hotels and let them buck up or whatever, you know. I cried because you would never think you would be a part of something like that, to see that. You see it all around the world and stuff like that, and then to imagine my child and my grandchild was in that situation.
Mm.
My dad stayed, my stepmom stayed down there. You know, half my family stays down there. And it's a hurting feeling that during that time, I couldn't get to them right then and there. So we had to wait it out and see. And once we got down there, it was like it was just pitch black. Mm. You couldn't contact nobody because the power lines was down, the phone lines was down. And it's like, okay, you just got the flashlights and try to find everybody you know and make sure everybody's alive and everybody is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and we did that. And I've been going back and forth down there since it started, getting donations and taking it down there. Like I got 4 or 5 bags of donations in there that got to go down there this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we just actually not, hey, I don't want nobody to send nothing to me. You know, just send it to them. To help out to the charity, to the charity, and that's what we asked them. That's it.
Mm.
Wow.
And the song, I think I sent you the song of the girl singing.
Yeah, I know that.
I think I sent it. Yeah, and she was trapped in her house. She was trapped in her house. And after that happened, she made that song. And right now, Saturday, she's making a video of Selma. You know, but when I heard that song, all I could do was cry. And since she made that song, I listen to it every morning. And it's like, it does something to me. Because not only is that our Black people, you know, you're not really getting no help from the government, from nobody for real. You know, us as being Black people, we had to step up. We had to come together. So we did.
Wow. So FEMA's not down there or anything like that?
No, FEMA just got down here and they are helping.
They
are helping. Let me see. Yeah, on the news tonight, the 6 o'clock news, they did say the people were affected by the tornado to come and fill out some paper for them to get food stamps for the food that they lost. They said something that came on the news about they're gonna start finding housing for these people. So they were saying that today it came on the news. So they starting to come together. They starting to, but I feel like as far as our mayor, from day one, you should have stepped up.
Yeah.
You the sirens, most, you know, the people down there say by the time the sirens came on, it was too late. They was already hit.
Yeah.
They was already hit. That just like on the news tonight.
How much notice, Nicole? Normally, how much notice when a tornado warning is issued?
It wasn't supposed to be there. We was not supposed to have that. It was just supposed to be wind and rain.
So there was no.
And the wind and rain turned into the tornado. No. Like so, on the news, not too long ago, like tonight on the news, they said, do not sit there and wait for the alarm to go off. They gave us the times. They put all the times and what time it's going to start for every county. What time the rain going to start? This, that, and third. Listen for the tornado alarm. They say, have your phones charged, have your radios on so y'all can listen. Do not, the man just kept saying it on the news. Do not listen to them alarm. Because some powers is still not up. So,
I don't know. So there's just still power loss in certain areas. Are those areas primarily?
Yes, ma'am.
Black?
Yes, ma'am.
So FEMA just got down there. And this storm happened January 12th. It's now January 24th.
Yes, ma'am. And I feel like Martin Luther King put this on the map. He put this history. Okay. This is one. I'm not knocking it for no other place. But this is a hysterical place that people come to see. You know, and a lot of tourists come in, this, that, and, you know. Y'all know when hurricane season hits. The end of December, January, coming on through. Y'all know that. My thing is, y'all have been prepared ahead of time for this. This is nothing new. 2 years ago, we had a hurricane tornado without power. It didn't hit us like this. It just knocked out the power and stuff. We was out of power without a couple of days. But this is the worst that it got. And my thing is, After that day, after Hurricane Tornado hit, y'all should have been on it like this. Right, but y'all wasn't. You know, so, most places I've seen the presidents go down there, ma'am.
No, go ahead, Nicole. What you think? Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish,
you know,
finish your sentence.
Most places, the president, they jump. They jump and go see what's going on in other cities, other towns. But yet we have not seen the president down here to see what was going on. We just seen our mayor come down there Saturday. Okay, you should have been down there since day one. But you wasn't. We couldn't even get through no streets, trees. Streets was blocked off because of trees, because of the ground. You had to get up and walk, get out your car, park and walk to go find whoever's in this house to see. You got to go in houses to make sure everybody is out the house, safe. Ain't nobody dead in there.
Wow.
It's
you know, it's just a sad.
It's a very sad situation. I live in the Buffalo, New York area, and it wasn't a tornado that we experienced a couple of weeks ago, but it was definitely the worst blizzard I've ever had. Or experienced in all of my 40 plus years. And it what's startling to me is in both cases, and it sounds like a lot of cases when we deal with the inner city or smaller communities or communities that are primarily African American or people of color, there's no sense of urgency when it comes to our emergencies. There's no sense of urgency when it comes to Black and brown people. So you experienced a tornado, which with wind gusts, you know, anywhere from 100 miles an hour to close to 200 miles an hour. And if you look at the pictures that Don put up, you can see the devastation. And still, in parts, there's no electricity.
Right.
And the other thing that I find striking is that in both cases, it was the residents who sprung into action to make sure that the other residents were being taken care of.
Yeah, that was in the Buffalo situation, right?
Mm-hmm. In this situation, because yeah, I just want to commend, you know, you and everyone else who sprung to action. You know, I think what we're learning, and I know what we've definitely learned here in the Buffalo area, and it sounds like the same thing is going on down in Alabama, is that we need to be able to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that when things like this happen, that we are able to jump in and take care of ourselves.
Exactly.
So Nicole, talk to us about the efforts that are being made currently to make sure that the residents are being taken care of.
Well, majority of the residents, you know, that's just out anyways to go, you know, we tried our best to get them in a hotel. You know, and that's what it is, or we got them bunking with some of the people that was help sponsoring and stuff, and we just basically try to keep them much close as we can, do as much as we can for them. At the end of the day, you know, we just need help. That's just it. We just need help. You know, it's no more you explain, it's just a tragic.
Right. Do y'all have like a GoFundMe, you know, for the organization y'all have down there, you know, so people can donate?
We tried it, but people, all different people was putting up GoFundMe funds. So we took it down.
Okay.
We took it down because it was a lot of people just putting up GoFundMe funds. And, you know, I even had one dude, you know, that I was helping and gave him a bunch of food and some clothes that my son wasn't even wearing. He texted me and said, "Oh, you have $30 so I can go buy me something." No, I'm not supporting no stuff like that. I'm trying to make sure you got food, somewhere to stay, and some clothes on your back, baby. Anything else is not my problem. That's not my problem. So then people had go, and we was like, no, we was just going to put it down.
Right.
So, and our brother Mike, you know, he always called me and check on me. Because when I was in New York, he'd come by and check on me too. So I know him for long, and he asked me what happened. And I addressed it to him and let him know and stuff. And he even had me on his podcast, and we talked about it, whatever else. And then he was like, no, I got a friend, you know, and, you know, you can, he'd be good to listen. And that's when I got in touch with you, and you told me about it. And I sure do appreciate it so much. Sometimes you have, I realize that you have to step out of your area to get help. And I really
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Would you be open for a third party to open one for you and, you know, make sure those funds get to you? Or whatever donations there would be?
Yes, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we definitely can do that. If that was the concern, you know, of the GoFundMes and everything you guys had going down there.
Whatever y'all can do. We're not complaining.
Exactly
that. Even if y'all send, I look at it, if y'all send some, I look at it like this, you know, they don't have nothing. Send a roll of tissue, a pack of tissue. We are pleased to take it.
Okay.
You know, so we're just, you know, they just need it. You know, whatever so y'all decide to send, we sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Nicole, pay some bills. If you or anyone is interested in having a podcast, make sure you check out the Evening Rush Network. So after we come back from break, we're going to play one of the videos.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
So Nicole, can you talk us through what we're seeing here?
I can't see it.
Okay.
Looks like an open area where something used to be. Yeah.
It's
I can't see. Y'all like still got me on a picture.
Road is like where something used to be is right.
I'm still in a picture. Oh, okay, now I see.
Okay, it used to be some type of white house.
Okay, what video I didn't see?
Well, it looks like the roof came off of that one.
Okay. It's a white house on the side, and it's an open.
Yeah. I don't see the video.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, close my door for the dog. Close my door. Go to the bathroom.
See that one. Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy.
thank you for that, Don. So we can definitely see that there is a lot that was going on, and my heart goes out to that, the residents there.
Wow, those houses like totally destroyed. You got the roofs up in them, the fronts. Yeah. So that storm basically went through just Selma. It didn't hit any other part of Alabama.
It went through. Selma was worse. Autauga County, they had some trees down, a little power outage. And sorry, God bless. Because they had 8 people. They were supposed to have a tornado, F3. They were supposed to have an F3, but they didn't get hit as worse as Selma. And they had, I think the only reason they said it was an F3, because eight people died. Because 8 people died. So they said that was an F3.
Well, that's definitely a tragic in Alabama and everything, you know, like that. But these people we put in offices, they should just pay attention, you know, to a lot of things that's going on. They're not really paying attention to, especially when it comes to disaster areas like that.
Well, it seems like they don't care, you know. Terrible.
See, that's an understatement. It's seeming like it didn't care. I mean, you know, if you're not pulling up with stuff like that, it's kind of, it reminds you, you know, of that Katrina. Mm-hmm. You know, last minute things and
Responding
how they should be responding, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the Black community.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the storm is not going to jump over, you know, any other color, but it just seems like it's, you know, it affects the Black community more.
What's really concerning is the lack of response. That's what's so concerning, is the lack of response.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Definitely thank you for the information. We're going to be using Bro Mike, you know, and his podcast and his efforts. We're going to team up with that and kind of do a collection fund me, GoFundMe, whatever. And he can go directly to you and you can put it where it has to go. You know, thank you for the information for that. Let us know, you know, what's going on in Selma and every other place that's getting hit with these storms as they come for, you know, your Alabama area.
I think one of the most intricate things about what we're doing is that, you know, what we have, what's happening with Bro Mike and Mike, we're going to be periodically checking on and talking about and also everything. Where Mike has his Brooklyn and the Brown Table, you know, going to be checking on and stuff like that and sending out donations and everything like that and, you know, and possibly doing what we can to get out there, you know. We was even talking about pallets. So I think that's a great idea and stuff like that.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, definitely feel free to use, you know, I mean, my platform and any other platform you can. You know, if you need to come up here and give us some more information or put out some more information, feel free to do so. Definitely here, you know, to lend the ear and lend the helping hand if we can.
Yeah.
So you had anything you wanted to add? What was that?
No, I was saying I sure do appreciate it that y'all putting it out here, you know, and letting me talk about it to the people. Because don't nobody talk about it. You really basically... when I went to New York last time, it was like Selma. I see ya, Selma. That was Martin Luther King, you know, Bloody Sunday, you know, and I explained it to them. I sure do, you know, bring me on your podcast and letting me talk about it and express what's going on down here at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, feel free to come up here anytime, give us the information. We don't know because we have a lot of family in, you know, Alabama too. We got, you know, people in Montgomery, Birmingham, all over. But yeah, definitely, you know, keeping us in touch with what's going on down there. Just because we're up here, you know, it doesn't necessarily don't care about where everything else is going on at. You know, because family, the family tree extends all over.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, definitely for letting, you know, bringing that story to bro Mike, you know, thank you for letting him do the go between you two guys, you know, and get that story out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely that.
Oh yeah.
You know, Mike, anything you want to add?
Well, you know, we got a lot of work to do, you know, as I always like to say, you know what I'm saying? So my heart goes out to Nicole and everybody else out there and everything. And yeah, you know, I'll be down to pitch in and the whole deal, you know, and we could do what we can on our part and our connections, you know, people we know, like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Definitely that.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And Vet Green has a podcast in Buffalo, actually, and a radio station. She'll, I know she'll be definitely willing to get the word out. You know, she's on the 716 Live, and you can catch her on the, you know, Think and Grow with Vet Green. Really informative yeah. Podcast. Hers is like better than all ours. I'm going to just put it out there. Better than all. I try to jump on one of hers and ride the coattail. Dang, that's not good.
Nicole, thank you so much for joining us. We are definitely going to keep an eye out on what's going on down in Alabama. Many of our grandparents, you know, my grandfather, my grandparents came from Tuscaloosa, so we're Alabama sits close in our heart. So did you want to leave any words before you go, or you know, anything you just want to
just keep praying for us?
Oh, definitely. You stay in the prayer.
Absolutely.
Definitely that.
Just keep praying. We just ask for y'all to pray. Just keep praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I if I just want to y'all be on every day?
No, yeah, I'm on
the Evening Rush app.
Right. You can download the Evening Rush app. Definitely that, you know. And
I'm okay, on Tuesdays, so I can listen. Okay, that's what.
Yeah.
And to our listeners out there.
Okay, okay.
Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you can download the Evening Rush app. And it's on Fire Stick as well.
Yeah. It's on basically everything as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you get off, whatever. Text it to me so I can download. And I can download it to my phone, and I can be listening to him. Because when Brother Mike get on it, I'll be listening to him, talk his podcast and stuff. And I'm gonna get the same way with y'all. I get up there and support y'all, listen to y'all.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you need us, he's your go between to get to us. Definitely
help out.
You need to put anything
like up on the show. Did you guys want to close with
anything? Did you? Oh, no. We can still got a couple of more minutes. Me and Mike was going to give y'all our plans for 2023.
Do tell.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, you go first, Mike.
What's happening with bro Mike and Mike? Couple of, you know, broadcasting on the radio, you know, basically, oh yeah. I'm eager. I'm like Michael Jordan who sprained his ankle. You know, you ever see a basketball game or a football game, a key football player, he's like on the bench and he's like, oh man, I can't wait to just break out of there, you know, like, or be like Hulk Hogan.
That's how you coming.
Yeah.
I love it. I love podcasting. It's beautiful. Yeah. But I love how you dig into it, Vet, you know, because, you know, it's like you're like the next Oprah, you know what I'm saying? So you get into it. I've gotten a chance to take a look at some of your podcasting and stuff like that, though, you know, between wrestling, between sleep and getting up from work and everything. But it's definitely hitting.
Mm-hmm. I love talking to people. That's one of the, when I get on here and get to talking, it just feels so natural to me. Like I just get into the flow, like a musician or something. You know, something that you love to
absolutely.
Yeah, and it just goes with the flow.
It's really therapeutic. Yeah, it is.
It is, especially when you get someone who's open and willing to talk.
Yeah,
I have a couple of really good interviews. I'm so excited to sit down and talk with Nequasia. When I tell you I've been rocking to Nequasia, man.
She,
you know what it is? She gives me that 90s R&B. Like, I'm hoping that sound can come back. I had so many people listening. My cousin was rocking to it. My daughter's like, she kind of gives you the K. Michelle sound. She does put a little bit of Erykah Badu sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
She definitely has that sound. So I'm looking forward to interviewing her this Thursday. So you'll see that on the 716 Live. But we're going to broadcast it the same way, so we'll be able to shoot it out to different places. Franklin's actually going to help me. He's going to be on there.
We definitely took a feather out of Franklin's hat and kind of listened to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we listened to him a lot.
We had a marketing session. And I was telling him what I wanted to do, you know, what I had planned. I was going to run an ad. And I was telling him because I had looked at my insights and saw my demographics and saw who. So now I want to target those people. Mm-hmm. And he gave me some pointers. We talked it through. I took the one reel, it had like maybe 100 views. That sucker went up to like 75,000 views and 100,000 views. Yeah.
Wow. I think you should be the next teacher.
Listen, me and Franklin together. I can come up with the creative process, but Franklin's better with that marketing.
I love
doing the reels, that creative part. But you know, getting the information out there, that's Franklin's baby right there. Yeah. He's good at it. I think there's like four or five. If you go on my Vet Green page, you'll see. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
The proof
is in the pudding.
My
plans for 2023 is to just challenge myself to remain consistent in areas where I'm struggling, especially with podcasting. And doing what you do, and then doing the research as well.
But
that's my challenge to myself, is just to remain consistent this year.
Okay.
I agree.
What's you, Big Mike? What's your plans? I like this topic of the day, Mike's plans.
I mean, just because they're my plans, don't mean they're the man upstairs' plans, but I'm going to go with it anyway. My plans were to, you know, better the podcast. I mean, I was working on that thing. I'm only one guy by himself, so I got to do what I can do. Like I said, we took a feather out of Franklin's hat, and we kind of went with the marketing. Met with some people, I think it was the other day, last week, one of those days. Anyway, me and Mike came up with we're going to do some promoting and some marketing. If you look back here, this banner, well, actually, not a, it's a like a banner of New York City, right? The billboards in 42nd. What we were going with was, and this was given to me by the person that I'm going to be doing the billboards for. So the Evening Rush is going to be on one of these billboards with every other podcast up there from the Evening Rush, 15-minute interludes, 24 times a day.
Oh, I like that.
So that's including yours and every other podcast. So if you look up here, you might see it here or wherever else. You know, Phantom of the Opera, you got the Barclay, whatever, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, that's the thing we was gonna do. With that being, you know, that came with a kind of idea of my grandson. So, you know, I think, you know, if we're gonna play this out, I'm thinking, you know, we should kind of like ride the board with it. So, you know, Eden Rush has been good to us. I mean, been good to me. I can't speak to nobody else. Damn, you know.
Don's definitely, yeah.
Gave us a shot, you know, when we was starting out. We did it for whatever reason, you know. But it, you know, it was a good thing to do. A lot of people respond to it. You know, they kind of like the emblem. I like the emblem too. I like pushing it, even if I don't do a show. They like the emblem and everything. You know, hey, what can you say? The emblem's cool. You know,
Mr. Mike. I have a show that should be going up.
Yeah. So, definitely that. You know, but you know, even Russ been, you know, real cool. So, yeah. That being said, yeah, we're gonna definitely push it and ride it till wheels fall off. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you feel comfortable where you at. You know, it's not nefarious. Yeah, I got that word again. But, you know, but yeah. And, you know, we're going to check out some other businesses in New York.
Don's not a Grinch. And I respect the work.
You know. Definitely that. And we got some more things working, you know. You know, we're going to do some more things, you know, with our, you know, the other podcasts. You know, big shout out to my cousin, Fruquan. Ain't Nothing Funny Podcast and his little pinky show. That's tight.
I was watching that the other night. Thing
with that. He's doing his thing with that, you know. And yeah, Mike got some plans coming back with his. What's happening with Brother Mike and Mike's? And he got some business ventures. I don't know if you want to put them out there yet, but yeah, that's what we're working on.
And Mike's, and also a network. Got like two other cats. Me and Mike was just you know, just discussing and stuff like that. So we looking to come up with a entertainment network, you know. So yeah, merging. So we, you know, we looking around.
Definitely that. You know, so it ain't like we running around doing nothing. Trust me, if we running around, we doing something.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to 2023 for all of us. The
Yeah.
716 Live, 514.
Yeah. We're definitely gonna put boots down in Buffalo too. We're gonna do a little something.
Oh yeah.
Like that,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for
716 Live. I'm liking that studio. Definitely that.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful in there. It's beautiful in there. Thanks, Don, about the reels. I love doing those. I really do. I'm working on the 716 Live radio page now. Mm-hmm. Get that popping. God is good. That's all I can say. I'm so happy that he aligned us all together in one way or another.
Absolutely.
You
know, like I told people, you know, if I didn't get nothing for 22, you know, you guys coming in my life was like present enough.
Me too. Absolutely. Yeah, with Nequasia, yes. Oh my God, I'm gonna push that song. That one that she made, Broken. Oh, that song is so beautiful. Thank you, Nequasia. That song is so beautiful. That's gonna be one of my highlights tomorrow when I'm on the radio. Definitely gonna be pushing that. I wanna Nequasia. You know what? Listening to her music brought me back, like the possibility that sound can come back. There's a few good artists out there, independent artists, who's rocking that R&B sound, and they sound really, really good. Like, her voice is truly amazing. You know, some people, they have all the technical stuff behind them, and it makes them, but she really does have a beautiful, beautiful voice. She really does. So I'm looking forward. I have Rose Gold Wells on tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's definitely, you know, destined for greatness. Push out there, you know, so I put around definitely that.
Yeah. Oh, Underground Lounge Show. Thank you for joining us today.
All
right.
Definitely that. You know, I'm not going to say anybody we forgot along the way. We didn't forget you. We just saw some bigger things. We did not forget you. So we got you. Don't worry about it. We on it.
Good news, Mom should be coming home soon.
Thank okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely that. Mm-hmm. So we think you got a mic. You got to add mic. You want a mic, Mike?
Y'all should have a Mike and Ike. Mike and Ike.
Anything's possible.
The green box.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate
that. Definitely the green box.
That's the fruit.
You got anything going out, Mike?
Nah, I'm just anxious, ready to go. Yeah, anxious, you know. Researching on the low, checking out some talent, comedy. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got some ideas and bangers, and got a comedy spot. Couple of spots I want to check out in Brooklyn and everything like that. So, you know, yeah, haven't been out there yet, but I'll make my way. I hit you up on it.
That's what's up. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna even hold you, bro. I was sleeping on this cat. He knows some people. I'm like, all right. You know some people. I'm like, okay, bro. Yeah. We had the little Rolodex there. I'm like, okay.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah. You got some things. Definitely. Yeah,
no doubt.
A different way of doing things. Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's possible.
We have different ways of doing things.
Yeah. You got that person you got to put the lasso on. Come on. One of those.
I got to get me that damn microphone from you, man. Like, But I'm gonna order one too.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, like I said, you know, big shout out to Ben holding it down while I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Great shows. I checked them out, you know, in the car when I could.
Big shout out to Don though, having me on here and everything like that though. So good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Make sure you check out
Jack Capper. Definitely big shout out to Jack Capper. Yep. Big shout out to my man Franklin and the marketing team, Jerk Taker, you know, Snow Baby, everybody.
Jerk Taker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Bam.
Definitely big shout out to my man Don.
Yeah.
You surprised me, boy. You took my other leg out from under me. So
yeah. Big man.
Definitely that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. That going out, you know, like I said, thank everybody for being there for me, all your prayers, you know, at that time of need. Definitely need them, still need them. Everybody for pulling up when I wasn't there, holding it down. Definitely big shout out to, you know, the Evening Rush podcast, Evening Rush Network, everybody up there.
Marketing, you know, there's like podcast, 3 pages but... I found out the other day. What is it? Three or four pages.
Wow.
On Instagram.
Yeah, right? I'm like, yeah, I've seen this one.
So I got it.
You know, and everybody else, you know, who threw the prayers out there and everything. Thank y'all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the saddle. Back in the saddle. Hanging halfway on, but back in the saddle.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, we're signing off.
Bye.
Thank y'all for pulling up. Thank y'all for Miss what's up, Nicole Brown, for giving that information, Alabama. Yeah. You know, if you guys got any donations, want to reach out to Bro Mike, you know, he could definitely head y'all up with that information with Miss, what's her name? Nicole Brown, Pretty Brown. She goes by Pretty Brown. Nicole Brown. In Alabama area, Selma, Alabama, you know.
Yeah.
So she'll have that fundraiser or GoFundMe information with Rob Mike. You know, if you guys want to donate, send out anything, whatever, you go through him or just contact her on our page.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, like I said, once again, thank y'all for pulling up. Thank you to Vet Green. If I thank you one more time, I'm definitely moving to Buffalo. Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Salute to Vet Green and everything. Good stuff.
Definitely that. Yeah,
ain't
definitely.
Ain't a thing at all. You show up for me, so I got to show up for you. So I appreciate y'all. I do.
Appreciate all
the prayers all right. and stuff.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, definitely that.
It was definitely fun coming on here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My heart goes out to everyone out there in Selma, Alabama.
Oh.